In this bulletin, full-time learning at schools resumes in New South Wales, Queensland and the ACT. The federal government defends its $60 billion JobKeeper error. And in the AFL, the opening round of the restarted 2020 draw to be released. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Students from public schools in Queensland, New South Wales and the ACT are returning to full-time learning today. It comes as state and territory leaders continue to ease coronavirus restrictions. Public schools in WA, the Northern Territory and South Australia have already resumed full-time learning, while students in both Tasmania and Victoria are slowly returning in a staggered manner. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says while it's exciting to see children back in the classrooms, safety remains a priority.
It's really important that we observe one key message, and that is if you are sick, stay at home. This applies to all students, to teachers, to anyone in the school environment. If you are sick, please stay at home.
Hundreds of extra security and marshalling officers are out across Sydney's transport network as students return to public school and more people go back to work. The extra staff are in charge of enforcing the 1.5-metre social distancing rule and stopping overcrowding. Under the measures, Sydney buses can carry a maximum of 12 people. Only 32 people can be in a train carriage, and a single Manly ferry can carry 245 people. Tens of thousands of homes across Western Australia have lost power after a wild storm hit coastal areas in the state's south, including Perth. The storm brought down trees and there's been widespread property damage. The Weather Bureau says damaging winds are likely to continue to be a problem for the remainder of the day. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has defended the government's overestimate of the cost of the JobKeeper program. On Friday, it was revealed the initiative had cost $70 billion and not $130 billion, as the Coalition had forecast. Speaking to Sky News, the Treasurer says given the unprecedented nature of the pandemic and the speed in which they responded with the program, it's unfair to judge the government for the error. He says ultimately the miscalculation is actually a good thing, as it means Australia is in less debt.
We've had much more success than we initially thought, and that's a good news story for Australia, and it's also good news for the budget and for the bottom line, because it means that our borrowings will be $60 billion less than they otherwise would have been the case, and it means more people have been able to stay in a job without that level of government support.
A magnitude 5.9 earthquake has struck near New Zealand's capital, Wellington. The government's seismic monitor GeoNet reports the quake occurred 25 kilometres northwest of the northern town of Leven. The effects were felt in the capital, with one witness describing a strong shaking. Emergency service officials say there's been no immediate damage reported. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing a revolt from within his own Conservative Party for not standing down senior adviser Dominic Cummings. Mr. Cummings was found to have breached the UK's strict lockdown rules in March when he drove his four-year-old son from their London home to relatives in Durham to be cared for. Despite calls from politicians on both sides for Mr. Cummings to resign, Mr. Johnson has defended his adviser and says he was just being a responsible parent. Opposition leader Keir Starmer says Mr. Johnson has made a mockery of restrictions by allowing Mr. Cummings to breach them without consequences.
This was a huge test of the Prime Minister, and he's just failed that test. He hasn't sacked Dominic Cummings, he hasn't called for an investigation, and he's treating the British public with contempt. Millions of people across the country have made the most agonising choices not to visit relatives, some of whom were ill, dying, not to go to funerals. They deserve better answers than they got from the Prime Minister.
Turning to sport, in AFL, the league will today confirm the draw for the first week back of the 2020 season restart. The season will kick off on the 11th of June when Victorian heavyweights Richmond and Collingwood face off. All first-round matches will see teams play within their home states, with the schedule of matches likely to be released in four-week blocks, a move which the AFL's governing body says will allow the league to adapt as coronavirus restrictions change. Well, now the weather across Australia. Showers and storms in Perth, 19 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 15. Much the same in Melbourne, 15. Hobart, cloudy and 12. Canberra, partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, a shower or two and windy, 17. Sydney, showers and windy, 18. Showers for Newcastle, 18 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, sunny and 25. And Darwin, also sunny and 29 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.